Shavua Tov Vorach, we are in Baba Matzia Daf Gimel. We left off towards the top of the page on Gimel Amud Aleph. We are about nine lines on the top of the page. Lema Matnitin Deloker Rabbi Yossi. We're going to say now our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi. Why? The Ikar Rabbi Yossi, if we say our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi, Ha Amar, he said the following. Imken, Mayiv Sid Ramai. What is this deceitful one, what does he lose out on? Meaning what? What does that mean? So Rashi explains what Rabbi Yossi is talking about. It says, Shnaim shivkidu etzel echad. Two people deposited something by one person. Ze manev, ze matayim. This one gave 100 zuz, this one gave 200. Ze omer matayim sheli, ze omer matayim sheli. Each one says, 200 is mine. The Kamar Tanakama, says, Noten lazem manev, lazem manev. He gives 100 to each. Vashar ye munachat shevo liyahu. Tanakama says, you leave the remainder until Eliyahu Navi comes. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Imken mahiv sid ramai. What did the deceitful one, what does the liar lose out on then? V'lama yodeh, why would he admit? Hare kibel et shelo. He received what was his. Ela hakol yemunach. So Rabbi Yossi says, no, you leave all the money in the middle. V'yav sid haramai, and the one who's lying should lose out. V'achanami yemunach. So too in our case, yemunach. So the Gemara says, go back to the Gemara, Ela hakol yemunach ad sheyavo Eliyahu. You should leave all the money in the middle until the Yahweh Navi comes. So Elamai, what are we going to say? Rabbanan? Our Mishnah goes like Rabbanan? Kivan Damri Rabbanan. Now that the Rabbanan says, since they say, Hashar Yehem Munachat Shevo Liyahu, the Tanakhama of that Machloket says that the remainder is left until the Yahweh Navi comes. Hanami Kishar Dame. This is also like the remainder of the money. This Veikahi, that it's a Safek. So what are you going to say? That's not like our Mishnah. That's not aligned with our Mishnah. So hi, Mai, what are you going to say here? So what's going on here? Yemart bishlama Rabbanan. If you say our Mishnah is like Rabbanan, hatam devaday hai mane dechad minayohu. Over there, that for sure, the mane belongs to one of them. Amri Rabbanan yemunachat shevo Eliyahu. The Rabbanan over there says that the money would wait until Eliyahu Navi comes. Hacha, but in our case, the ikal amemar de tarvayahu, you could say the beged that both of them are holding in our Mishnah, it could belong to both of them. So Amri Rabbanan, palge b'shua. So that's why the Rabbanan says you would have to split it with a swear. Ela iyamar de Rabbi Yossi, but if you say our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi, hashta, now, uma hatam de vaday ikamane lemor v'ikamane lemor. Over there in that case, later on in the Masechet, that we said, the Rabbi Yossi says that you leave all the money in the middle. And what do we say? That for sure, the 100 zuz is for one guy, and 100, the other 100 zuz is the other for the other guy. We don't know about the last 100. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Yemunach ad sheyavo Eliyahu, that all the money will be left until Eliyahu Navi comes. Hacha, in our case over here, the Ika Lememar, we can say, Dechad Minayohu, that it can belong to one of them. Lo Kol Shekein, is it not all the more so that we would say that? So it does not align with our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So the Gemara says, "Afilu temer Rabbi Yossi." No, even if you want to say our Mishnah lines, "Hatam vaday ikaramai, hacha miyemar de ikaramai." Over there, for sure, there's a deceiving person. And later, in the case of Rabbi Yossi, but over here in our case, can we say that for sure there's a deceitful person? We don't know that. Two people are coming, holding a beged, saying, "I found it." He's saying, "I found it." Maybe they both found it at the same time. So the Gemara says, "Ema tarvayu behade hadade agbua." Maybe they both lifted it at the same time. Inamir, maybe we can say hatam over there. Kanis le Rabbi Yossi le Ramai ki heched eloide. Over there, Rabbi Yossi is fining the Ramai so that he would admit. Hacha, but in our case, my pseid da it le deloide. Over here, in our case, what loss does he lose out on to admit? In the case of our Mishnah, he doesn't lose out on anything. Both of them are coming with an item that they're saying that they found. Okay, he doesn't get it, he doesn't get it. If he gets it, great. But if he doesn't get it, he doesn't lose out on anything. But in that, the earlier case, in the case later on in the Masechet, he actually loses out on something. So that would be different. So the Gemara says, Tenach Metziah, that makes sense if you say he found it. Mekach u'memkar ma'i klamem. But if you said it was purchased, then he is losing out on something. It was a purchase. So Ela mechuvarta k'deshani me'ikara. Rather we say, it makes sense, like we said earlier, that over there, in that case, later on, it's talking about, for sure, a ramai, a deceitful person, a deceiving person. Whereas over here, in our case, it's not, for sure, a ramai. The Gemara then says, bein Rabbanan, bein Rabbi Yossi, whichever opinion you go like, hatam, over there, in that case, gabech, this was the case of Ben Nanas. He said, gabech chenvani al pinkaso. In the case of the store owner, what was that case? Just to explain it, guy comes to the store owner, and he says, give some of wheat to these workers, and I'll pay you. You take care of them, and I'll pay you. right? And what did he do? So Rashi in the previous Amud explained, here, he says, give them this amount of money that I'm obligated to pay them with, these workers, and I'll pay you back. Hu omer natati, the guy says, I paid them. Vehu omer lo natalti. And he says, no, I never took. Ushneim tovinet balabait. They both claim against the owner of the balabait. So now, this guy is owed the money from the balabait. The chenvani, the store owner, is also owed the money from the balabait. They're both claiming, he's saying, I gave. The guy is saying, I never took. So now they're both claiming against the balabait. Now the balabait has to pay double. That's the rule. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. So over there, gabe chenvani alpin kasod de katani, we said, zen nishba venotel. Ve zen nishba venotel, that both of them swear that he never gave, he swears that he gave, he swears that he never took, and then they both get to collect from the balabait. Maishna de lo amrina napke le mamonami balabait. Why don't we say over there that we should remove the money from the balabait, and it should stay until Eliyahu Navi comes, like we just said earlier. Because over there, for sure there's a Ramai over there in that case. So Amri, we say, Hatam Hainu Tama. Over there, the reason is the following. The store owner says to the balabait, Ana shlichuta didach ka'avidna. I did your messaging. I did what I was supposed to do. My idli gabe sakhir. I have nothing to do with the worker anymore. You told me to pay him, I paid him for you. I have no connection to him anymore. So afagav de kam ishtevali, even if he's swearing to me, lo meheman li bishuvah. He's not believed to me with a swear, because I have nothing to do with him. I have a deal with you, not with him. I have nothing with him. Atem mante, you believed him. You trusted him. That's not me. De lo amartli besade havla, you didn't tell me with witnesses that I have to give it to him. I paid him. V'sachir nami amar le balabait, and the sachir, the worker also, he says to the balabait that owes him money, Anna avadi avita gabach. I am your servant. I did my work for you. My idli gabech en vani. What do I have to do with this store owner? Meaning, I have nothing to do with him. You owe me money. You have to give me my money. So he says, even if he swears to me that he paid me, lo me'amanli, he's not believed to me. Hilkach, so therefore we say, tarvayu mishtavai v'shaklei mi'balabait. Both of them swear, the store owner swears that he gave, the guy swears that, the worker swears he never received, and they both can collect from balabait. That's the din. So then the Gemara says, Tanei Rabbi Chiya, if you say, maneli bi'adecha, if he says, I have this money with you, you're holding my money. V'hala omer, en lecha bi'adi klum, I don't have any of your money. And the witnesses come and say he has 50 zuz. Noten lo 50 zuz, v'yishava al hashar. You give the 50 zuz, and you swear about the rest that you don't have it. Shelo teh hodat piv gedola mehadat edim mikal v'chomer. That admitting of your mouth should not be greater than the hadat edim, the witness of the testimony of the witnesses from a kal v'chomer. We're going to explain shortly what that means. V'tana tuna netana taught. Shnaim ochazin betalid, we said in the Mishnah, two people holding a beged, zemar manim et satiyah v'chule, each one says it's mine. V'ahacha over here, kevan detfis anan sahadei, demay detfis hai didehu, umay detfis hai didehu. We see that since they're holding it, we're testifying that this one, since he's holding it, what he's holding is part of his, and what he's holding is his, and therefore it's split. V'katanib, what do we say? We still said, yishava, you should swear. So even in such case, we said that you should swear. So the Gemara says, what did it mean earlier when we said shelote hodat piv gedola mehadat edim mekal vachomer? My shelote hodat piv gedola mehadat edim mekal vachomer. What does that mean? That your admitting of your mouth should not be greater than the testimony of the witnesses from a kal vachomer. Shelote tamar, you shouldn't say the following. Hodat piv hu deram yarachmanash vualei. It's only the admitting of his mouth that's why the chachamim placed the swear on him. Kederabba, like Rabba says, damar Rabba. Rabba says, we actually saw this in Masachet Bava Kama. It's actually all over Shas. We saw this in Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph in Bava Kama. He said over there, "Mipnei ma damar Rabba, mipnei ma amra Torah modem miktzat ha'ta'ana yishava." Why does the Torah say if somebody admits to part of a claim, he has to swear to what he's saying is true? Meaning, you say I owe you 100, I say no, I only owe you 50. I'm admitting to part of it. I have to swear. Why? So chazaka in adam meiz panav mipnei balchovo. So it's a chazakah that a person would not be so brazen in front of the person that lended him money. Really, he should deny it all and say, I don't owe you anything. Why is he not doing that? Because he's not going to be so brazen to go against the person who lended him money, who gave him money, and lie about such a thing. Flipping that mood, he really should admit that he owes all the money. Why doesn't he admit it? He's avoiding paying the full amount. He says, let me get my money back. I have to raise some of my funds back and get some money collected up, and only then I'll pay him the rest. The Torah says, Rami Shevua Ale, you make him swear. So he admits the full amount, because we'd be concerned he would only admit part of it. So that's why you make him swear for a partial claim admitting. Aval hadat edim, but testifying of a testimony of a witnesses, the lekalame marachi, that we can't say this. Emalo, I wouldn't say that. Kamash malan, that's why it's coming to teach us. We learn from here. Kal vachomer, you can learn a kal vachomer. Oh, umay kal vachomer. What's the kal vachomer? Uma piv, just like a person's mouth. She'en mechayvo mamon, does not make you liable. You can't make yourself liable to money. Mechayvo shevuah, you can make yourself liable to a swear. Edim, witnesses, shemechayvin oto mamon, that can make you liable to money. Einodin shemechayvin oto shevuah, is it not all the more so that they can make you liable to have to swear? That's how we know this. So I would have thought you could learn, that's how you learn from a kal vachomer. Upiv en mechayvo mamon, your mouth can't make you liable to money? Someone who admits is like 100 witnesses. So my mamon, what does it mean? Money over here? It means knas. It means a fine. Uma piv she'en mechayvo knas. Just like a mouth that cannot make someone liable to a fine. He cannot make himself liable to a fine. Mechayvo shivua, he can make himself liable to a swear. Edim, witnesses, shemechayvin oto knas, they can make him liable to a fine. Einodin shemechayvin oto shivua, is it not all the more so they can make him liable to a swear? So the Gemara says, Ma lepiv sheken mechayvo korban. No, but the mouth is different. Because your mouth can make you liable to a korban. How can you do that? As the Pasuk says, Vehitvada asher chata vehevi. You admit what you did wrong, what you sinned, then you bring your korban for the sin. So you can make yourself liable with your mouth. So that's stricter than the edim. It's different. So the Gemara says, Tomar be'edim she'im nechayvin oto korban. Can you say the same thing by witnesses that do not make you liable to korban? So the Gemara says, Hala kasha, it's not difficult. Rabbi Chiya ke Rabbi Meir sirile. Over here, Rabbi Chiya holds like Rabbi Meir. Damar edim mechayvin oto korban mikal vachomer. Edim, the witnesses can make him liable to bring a sacrifice from a kal vachomer. What kal vachomer? Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, Mishnah in Yevamot, we say, Amru lo shnaim, two people say to you, Achalta chelev, you ate fat. He says, no, I didn't. That's asur. He says, no, I didn't. Rabbi Meir says he's liable. Chachamim poterin, Chachamim says he's exempt. Amar Rabbi Meir says, im hevi uhu shnayim lidei mita chamura, if two people can bring him to death penalty, they testify they violated Isur Torah, that's liable to death, they can bring him to death. Lo yivu lidei korban akal, they can't bring him to be liable to a korban? If they can make him liable to death, how much more so they can make him liable to a korban? For sure they can. Amru lo, they said to him, but if he says, I did it on purpose, then you can always exempt himself, the Chachamim say. Wow. Meaning you only get liable to Korban when you do it by accident. If somebody, let's say for example, breaks Shabbat by accident, he didn't know it was Asur, for example, it's Korban Chatat, right? Or examples in that case, he didn't know this Isur was Asur, he would bring a Korban. It wouldn't be Isur a liability to death unless there was witnesses, there was end warning that was told that this is Isur Torah, that what he's doing is liable to this death penalty. Without that though, if it was not without knowledge, we'd be liable to a Korban. So he can just come and say, I did it purposefully. And therefore, he wouldn't be liable to the Korban, he'd be liable to something else, probably much worse. Or depending on what the case is, but it wouldn't be a korban if he did it by mezid, if he admits it was by mezid. So that's what the Chachamim say to him. But according to Rabbi Meir, that you could be liable, the witnesses can make him liable to korban. So Ella, malepiv sheken mechayvo asham. No, the mouth is different, because the mouth can make you liable to an asham offering. So the Gemara says, asham hainu korban. Asham is a korban. So Ella, malepiv sheken mechayvo chomesh. No, the mouth can make you liable to the additional 1/5. So the Gemara says, Hala kasha, that's not difficult. Rabbi Chiya ke Rabbi Meir svirle. Rabbi Chiya holds like Rabbi Meir. Ki heichi de mechayev le korban mikal vachomer, mechayev le chomesh mikal vachomer. Just like witnesses can make you liable to a sacrifice from the kal vachomer, we said they can make you liable to death. How much more is they can make you liable to korban? So just like they can make you liable to death, they can make you liable to a chomesh, having to pay additional 1/5. Same thing. So ela malapiv shaken eno bechashav hazama. No, the mouth is not included when it comes to hachasha in hazama, which is we're going to explain what that is in a second. Tomar beedim sheyesnan bechashav hazama. Can you say the same thing by witnesses that are included in hachasha hazama? What's hachasha hazama? So Rashi says eno bechashav hazama im hodalo bemane. Someone admits that he owes this mane. Ubao edim vechishu, and two witnesses came and say and denied it and say it's not true. Lomar ein necha chayav lo klum. You don't owe him anything. He doesn't get exempt with that. Somebody admits something, the Baldin admits, is like 100 witnesses. So therefore, he's liable to pay. So therefore, person's own mouth cannot be, is not included in hachasha, which is denying, and hazama is zomemin, which is conspiring witnesses. Whereas edim are included in that. If let's say, for example, the next Rashi explains, two witnesses come and say, and they disagree with previous two witnesses and make them conspiring witnesses, like Edim Zomimin. We say, Rashi says, Enze Mishalem Amon Al Pihem. He does not have to pay, he doesn't pay money based on their testimony, because they're Edim Zomimin. So you can make witnesses, you can be machish them and disagree with them and make them into conspiring, but not someone's mouth. Right? So therefore, you can't say the mouth is not like witnesses in such a case. So the, meaning that that is what the truth is. The truth is the mouth is not like witnesses. So Ella, we're going to say Atya me'edechad. We learn it from one witness. Uma edechad, just like one witness. Ein mechayvo mamon mechayvo shevua. It is not one witness cannot make you liable to money. It's only one witness. Lo yakum edechad be'ish, right? But he can make you liable to a swear. Edim shemechayvin oto mamon enon din shemechayvin oto shevua. Witnesses that can make you liable to money. Is it not all the more so they can make you liable to a swear? So ma le'ed echad sheken al mashu me'id hu nishba. Hang in there with me. We're just getting started. But no, you can't say that because one witness on what he's testifying, that's what he's swearing. Right? Rashi explains. How can you learn a swear from the swear of one witness? Ma le'ed echad sheken al mashu ha'ed me'id. On what the witness, that one witness is testifying, the guy is swearing to deny him. So that is one witness. But if you flip the amud, tomar be'edim shal mashe kafar hu nishba. But you're going to say the same thing for witnesses too, that on what he is kofar, he's not agreeing, they are swearing. What does that mean? Or he is swearing. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Bishvua de and a swear de edim sheino nishba al ma sheidu." Witnesses that didn't swear on what they testify, ela al ma shelo hidu, on what he didn't testify, on what they didn't testify. Val kfirato hu nishba. He is swearing on the kfira, on the denial. Velo hadatan, not on their testimony. Uminayin lecha lachmir kol kach. How can you go so far to be so strict in such a case? Meaning, he's trying to say over here. You tried to say, let's learn from one witness, just like one witness. It can be make him liable to, it cannot make him liable to money, it can make him liable to swear. So two witnesses can make him liable to money, how much more is it that can make him liable to a swear? The Gemara says, no, you can't say that, that one witness, on what he's testifying, the guy is swearing to disagree with. But two witnesses, it's not on what they're, he's testifying, are they swearing to disagree with? It's on what he's kofar, on what he's denying, are they swearing? And so therefore, it's a completely different thing, and you can't learn from Edechad. The Gemara continues going back and forth. We'll stop there for today, just for the daf perspective, and we'll just do one halakha on today's daf. On the Amud Aleph, we had the case of Ben Nanas on the previous day's daf, but really it was also today, and it talked about, if let's say you have a balabait who says to the store owner, pay this worker and I'll pay you back. The store owner says, I paid him. The worker says, you didn't pay me. So they both swear, and they take double from the balabait. Is that halakha? Answer is yes. Halakha l'maaseh, zeh nishba v'notel, v'zeh nishba v'notel. Each one would swear, and each one would be able to double it, would take from the Baal HaBayit. We'll stop it for today, and we'll do a 1-minute recap.